Do you want to become a better songwriter? Well, we created a very simple 10-minute songwriter personality test, and it's going to help you better understand who you are as a writer, and it's going to help you in the writer's room when you're writing with other writers, because you're going to be able to identify what kind of writer they are. Maybe even have them take the songwriter personality test. If you're curious and you want to take the songwriter personality test today, just visit songwriterpersonalitytest.com or go to the link on the writingworship.co website.
This is the Brave Podcast, awakening dreams, purpose, and songs. Brave exists to encourage, resource, and connect brave women around the world for the glory of God.
Well, hey guys, this is Eric Nordoff, and I'm sitting here with Chrissy Nordoff, and this is the Brave Worship Podcast. We've been going through the four seasons of Brave, and this is actually season four. It's our 10-year anniversary, and there's so much that we're doing to celebrate. We have an EP recording day, a live recording day scheduled for a little bit later on, and you can absolutely take part in that when you go to braveworship.com/donate and participate. You can get tickets there. It'll be a great time for that. So welcome back to Brave season four.
Yeah. And I loved this entire season. This was probably our greatest season of growth. We continued the global outreach and the global growth through this season. You're going to hear about more resources that happen. You're going to hear about us becoming affiliated with a nonprofit. You'll hear about us singing on the Ryman. You'll also hear about vision planning and ways that that came to life. And yeah, so much growth.
And writing worship on all the resources came into existence during that time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's crazy the amount of things that were birthed in this time. In fact, I think at this point, our growth has I got stuck, exploded to the point of, I think our reach is about 10,000 at this point.
Yeah.
So pretty unbelievable starting out with 8 to 10 years later, see what God has done. So,
wow.
Yeah. And the pillar through this season is Amanda Blankenship. So she actually moved down, and that was another huge thing that happened during the season. We had people moving here.
The Brave Migration.
The Brave Migration, we called it. And I think we have about 8 families that have moved here from out of state in the last 6 months. More are planning to come, and it's an exciting time. So Amanda has been amazing. She's helped us to further establish leadership roles. She helps to implement the vision.
She's highly administratively gifted.
Yeah, super gifted. And has definitely helped keep us on track as a ministry and catapulted us into what God had for us moving forward.
Yeah.
So super thankful for her and really enjoying this time with her and Bob here. And we have, I know, so much more ahead of us. So I hope you guys enjoy hearing about season four.
All right. Season four, we'll talk about. We'll have a sneeze here in just a second. So that usually comes with 2 sneezes. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Good job. Do you need a tissue?
Nope. Just allergies coming in the window.
All right. All right. Seasonal threats. Let's break out the breathe. Let's break out the...
Speaking of seasonal. All right. Season four. Here you go. You'll hear me and then you'll hear Amanda.
There we go. There we go.
Hey, I just wanted to share with you guys the story of season four. So for Brave, season four was really 2019, I would say, as we launched into the Ireland trip through April 2021. And so we're getting close to what feels like the end of this season. And we do see some things coming ahead, which we're excited to share. But let's talk a little bit about what God did during season four, because it was an amazing season. We met in many different locations. Of course, COVID happened during this season, so not as many of those were in person, but thankfully, God had already been preparing us during season three to move things online. So we had already moved a lot of coffees online and things like that. But those things we didn't realize were preparing us for that COVID season. We did meet some at Whole Foods in their community room. We met at Centricity. Of course, I mentioned the Ireland trip, which was an amazing trip. And then we also met at Hope You See More when they were in the smaller barn. And we are thankful to have had that time. Also, we met in Lisa Hendricks' silo. So we are so thankful to have had the opportunity to do that. It's a beautiful place. And Lisa's been so helpful and generous in loving us and allowing us to use that place. The pillar for this season, let's talk about that. The pillar for this season was Amanda Blankenship. So Amanda met us really online, saw one of our Facebook ads for one of the conferences. She decided to come down from Ohio with a friend of hers, and they fell in love with Brave. And I'm so thankful because we also fell in love with them. And Amanda jumped right in. So she went on the Scotland trip, and then she went on the Ireland trip, and she's been a part of our leadership team for some time. But she really helped us to grow in many beautiful ways that I couldn't see myself. She has a beautiful mix of the creative gift and also the administrative gift. And I was able to lean into her in many ways, but she helped us a lot with marketing. She helped us with the online community piece and really social media, all of those things, plus the calendars, organizing teams. Our teams grew during that time when she was with us. And she just carries a beautiful heart for championing songwriters. That truly is her heart. In fact, so much so that Amanda is also now helping with the membership piece of what we're doing. So she is helping to champion songwriters on a daily basis. And we're so thankful to have her as part of our team, but also as the pillar for this season. So we had events and trips still during the season. Of course, we started out with the Ireland trip. We went to several different locations with Ray and Denise Hughes. But what was different about this trip is we were able to bring some of our resources for the first time. So we were able to gather 15 worship leaders and songwriters from Dublin, Ireland area. And we taught them the course, the live course. That was the first time we ever did it. And we were able to co-write with them, wrote some beautiful songs, and saw hearts awakened, which is a big part of what we love to do. And then we got to share those songs with their church that next Sunday, and I've never experienced like anything like that in my life. They said the song came back, and we were thrilled to be able to do that with them. In fact, one of those songs will be coming out on our EP very soon. So it was a very amazing trip that kicked off this season. But we did also, we were part of an event at the Ryman Auditorium. So we had previously dreamed about 2020 being our year to have Ray come, and we were going to do a revival tour of Nashville. And our dream was to end at the Ryman Auditorium and do this writer's round or worship night there. Well, the year got canceled and the tour got canceled. And of course, we didn't even think about the Ryman from that point, but we got a last minute call. Just happened to be the very same week we would have planned our event originally, that there was this Pure River event happening down at the Ryman, which was worship for 24 hours straight. And they called us in to be a part of that last minute. So we got to be a part of that same week that we had planned in our dream. So thankful for that. We had 9 coffees that started meeting around the U.S. and were getting interest from people internationally as well. However, we were able to pour into those with the whole COVID thing, but all of our coffee leaders started moving to Nashville, and it turned into what we called the Brave Migration. So I think we've had about 8 families literally move here physically to be a part of what God's been doing and to also be a part of what's coming next. And I'm excited to share some of that with you guys in season 5 very soon. But the Lord has literally been gathering hearts here in town. So we're so thankful to have more family from our Brave team close. But so that changed our coffee dynamics. We are still having some coffees in person now and just really doing the main one online at this point because of our leaders. And we've also done a lot of online writers rounds, writing days. We learned how to do that through this season, and worship lives. So many of the things we were doing in person, we now have moved to online, which has only broadened what we've been able to do. I think at this point we've grown to about 10,000 in our reach, which is crazy when we combine the writing worship and the Brave worship. So if you don't know, writing worship is really started with the book that came out March 1st of 2020. And that was the title of the book that I wrote to help really grow a foundation and teach the basics to a brand new songwriter. Out of that book, we've really grown a resource center. And my husband, Eric, has been a huge part of that. I've been really thankful to have him beside me in kind of this partnership where I can hand him something that I've created, and he knows how to market and he knows how to share and how to grow those things in ways I never could have dreamed. So I'm super thankful to have had Eric really heading up that whole writing worship team behind scenes, and so much more through the years. He's been really more than a pillar. He's been a foundation holder. And so I'm super thankful for his help and partnership, really, all of these years. So out of that writing worship umbrella, now we have the book. We've got the mentorship, which Eric helped bring online in an online format. So we run that 3 times a year now. We've had about 300 people go through it, and we have 6 mentors trained to lead it. So that's something we'll continue for years to come. We've also released many courses, and that's been Eric putting those together also. So we've got a song admin course with Holly Salazar. We have a worship songwriting for musicians with Jake DeJarnet. We have a marketing course literally happening this week with Dave Taylor. And of course, the writing worship course, which is a spinoff of the book. Once people go through the resources, we also have a membership. So once they've graduated the mentorship specifically, then they're eligible to join that membership. And that's an online co-writing community, small group, teaching. We do all of those things in the membership, really to continue community and making sure those relationships keep growing and the writers keep growing. We also became affiliated with a nonprofit during this season with Generosity Rocks and Ben Calhoun. We're really thankful for that partnership because it gives us the ability now for people to give to us, and it counts as a tax deduction. So that's amazing. Our hearts are really for, yes, this generation right now, but also for those that are coming behind us. So if you haven't heard the podcast called Discovering Next, that is our heart for those that are coming behind us. I had a dream about a year ago that's really helped direct us in where we're going in the future. In that dream, I was clearing a path for those coming behind me and writing a letter to someone named Next. And that's really the heart of what we're doing. We really see this as a generational ministry that will last beyond our lifetimes. What did we learn through this season? We learned a lot, I would say, about stewardship. We learned how to take some of the creative things that God has given us and how to grow those and use those in ways that would maximize that creative aspect of things and maximize how we could help teach people and maximize our reach. And so I think stewardship was the main theme for the year. We do have more to come, and we are excited to talk about that, excited to share more of what's happening. And we will talk about season 5 soon. But before we do that, we want to celebrate what God has done the last 10 years. It's been an amazing decade of Brave. And we want to really do that, culminating in an EP, which we're going to be recording on April 19th, the first EP we've ever released as a community. It'll have 4 songs on it, really birthed from our community. And the heart is really, again, to make room for some of these writers, some of these worship leaders in our team to express their heart and for their hearts to be heard. their voices to be heard. And it's a beautiful expression of what God's done the last 10 years. So we'd love to invite you to be a part of that. You can check out ways to give and levels of gifts and all of those things at braveworship.com/donate. And we'd love for you to be able to support and partner with us that way. We would really appreciate it. We are not quite halfway to our goal, and we have a couple more weeks to get there. So we'd love for you to be a part of that. But I just want to say thank you. Thank you for 10 beautiful years. My life has been forever changed, and I've heard other people say the same thing. And I really hope that Brave has blessed you in some amazing ways. I mean, I can't wait to share with you what's next in season 5.
Hey, if you've been impacted by Brave Worship over the years, we're celebrating 10 years of Brave Worship, 10 years of Brave. If you've been impacted, if you've been affected, if you've been participating over the years, well, we're doing a live recording. We are hosting a live recording on April 19th, and we are asking for donations because it's going to cost us about $10,000 to produce, and we would love to have your help in producing this. We're investing quite a bit of time and energy and our own resources into it, but we'd love for you to participate. And here's how you can participate. Very easily, you can go to braveworship.com/donate. For $10, you will be able to participate in the live stream. So you'll get that live stream feed. We have a real pro that's going to be running that live stream. So it's not just going to be a phone on like you see on some of the lives. This is going to be like cameras and hopefully good audio for you. So that'll be $10 is how you can participate. And then you can give at the $50 level. You can participate by joining us live. So that is a ticket that gets you in the door to the live event. We have a limit of 100 people that we can fit in the room, in the space, in Thompson Station, Tennessee. It'll be really fun, April 19th. Then if you want to sponsor the band, you can give at the $500 level. And then if you'd like to sponsor an entire song, we're recording 4 songs, that's $2,500. You can find out all about that at braveworship.com/donate. If you've been impacted, if you've been affected, if you've been inspired by the Brave community and being and a participant in it, we just ask that you prayerfully consider going there and seeing what the Lord might have you give and how you might want to participate. All right, that's it for now. braveworship.com/donate.
You guys have heard a lot about the story of Brave at this point, and we wanted to share next about season 4. And I've shared with you already about the Lord just giving a pillar to stand beside and hold up this ministry and the vision and help accomplish the things we needed to accomplish. And this is the season 4 pillar right here, Amanda Blankenship. So Amanda, I just want you to know, I'm super thankful just to have you beside me through season 4, and we're heading into season 5, which is crazy. But so much has happened in season 4.
Oh my goodness.
So much. So why don't you start with just telling us how you found Brave?
Okay. So I found Brave through an online marketing ad that Eric had created for a Brave conference. The first one, I think,
yes,
was 2016.
I think so.
16. Yeah. And I had been to town for a couple of things before. And I think it just generated because I had been to that venue or something, you know, who knows the algorithm, whatever happened. But
wow,
I saw it. And so I was like, I know that place. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, I was like, oh, I know that place. And it was for women and worship and songwriting. And so I was like, I definitely want to go. So grabbed a girlfriend, Deb, and we made the trip and drove down from Ohio. And I thought I was going to learn about songwriting, which I did. But I thought I was just going to learn some skills and work on my craft. Mm-hmm. And man, like the Lord just met me there. And it was so much more about heart than anything really. And Lord just did such a work in my own life. I remember sitting there thinking like, why are we dealing with this right now, God? Because I'm supposed to be learning about songwriting right now. And so I had found a group of people who really cared about the individual songwriter and not just songwriting. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know I was looking for that. But I have found so much more than that in this group. And that's really how it started.
That's crazy. Well, and I'm sure you'll share more about your story, but you're here now.
Yes. Yeah. I live here now.
You live here now. That's kind of a big deal.
That's season four.
Yeah. Yes. That's the end. So now you know the end. Well, let's talk about the in-between. Let's talk about our leadership team, how that grew and changed and shifted.
I think, so after that, I started Brave Besties. We had that little group during that season.
Yes.
Because Rachel and I were talking the other night. That's how we actually met.
Really?
Brave Besties.
And she found us online as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think it was from that Brave Besties that you like told us about the Scotland trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that trip.
Yes.
And obviously we can talk more about that. But it was after the Scotland trip, I had been working for a church for a long time, doing like communication stuff and worship leading and different stuff like that. And so I instinctively wanted to like create graphics and stuff from our trip.
Yeah.
And like post stuff and just was excited about it and excited about using my skills towards something I was just falling in love with, really, the community. Mm-hmm. And so we talked and you wanted to just like develop more of a team, like a leadership team. And I think it was in January then of 2018.
Yes, because I just looked back today and we didn't have any notes from any meetings until you. We had no notes anywhere. No. I mean, I'm sure we did somehow. We did. But they're all in a Google
Drive. They are still all there.
Yeah.
And yes, that was our first meeting. And we had gathered, how many? Probably seven or eight in that first.
I think so. Leadership.
Leadership team.
Mm-hmm. Came up with our categories.
Yeah, our categories, what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. We took the analysis for like our spiritual giftings, the fivefold ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Was that season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we started meeting and trying to develop more what Brave was going to be about and do, and developing teams who could help support Chrissy and what she was already doing.
Yeah. So we came up with outings and outreach, which we just saw today. One of the outings that was listed was in the spring, let's do goat yoga. I'm pretty sure that was Dina. And
we never did that.
We had our prayer and prep team.
Yes.
We had a missions team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was kind of the basics of what we started with, right?
Yeah.
Communication.
There was prayer.
Yeah. Prayer and prep. Those all went together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Randomly. Yeah. Randomly we put those together.
I think when I look back at some of the team names and stuff, because like I'm really people driven when it comes to like leadership.
Yeah.
And so I think of the individuals before I think of their role. So it's funny to me now looking back, like prayer and prep, how did that go together? But it was the people who were over it.
Yeah.
So like, I guess that's just a little bit about how I organize.
Yes. So through the course of the last 4 years, what has happened to our leadership structure?
Oh my goodness, it's changed.
Is it crazy?
So much. I feel like every year, like, you know, we meet and kind of evaluate, you know, that year and the vision for the next year. It always, like, it's propelled us forward and like shifting, you know, roles, like knowing, like as a team, we've grown to know each other's strengths and passions and be able to move us towards those things and out of roles that maybe weren't our passions or our number one skill type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's continued to kind of, I feel like it's just been like tweaking it.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes. So the crazy thing was during this season, a lot of new things started happening. Yeah. So I think, you know, the mentorship was part of that. Actually, I'm trying to remember if that was season three or season four, the mentorship. I think it was actually season four because it was when we came home from Scotland. People wanted to learn more about writing songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would write a week and then teach a week and they come here. And you were one of those that came from out of state.
Yeah, for that. Tried to come in to as many in person as possible and drive in.
Yeah. And we had Rachel fly in. Yeah, she did from Texas. And Natalie's coming in from Colorado.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing. You think about
it. It is like, crazy.
That need was so great.
Yeah.
That we were willing to like drive and fly from to be part of knowing this was going to be something so helpful, not just us like personally, but we knew Chrissy was inviting us to be part of something that was going to change things like culturally for songwriters. And it was exciting.
Yeah. It was really fun. It was such a, I don't know, you could just feel the excitement and the momentum growing through that season. So that launched. And then suddenly we realized we need more resources.
Yeah.
So there were several resources birthed during this season. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'd say all of our resources that we have, and it's now called Writing Worship. It's all kind of under, that's another one. So the book came out during this season, the mentorship, like we mentioned, the live course, we actually taught that in a couple churches before COVID.
Yeah.
And it's, we've got other courses. We started partnering with other people that we saw had great strengths and we pulled them in. Then you started another resource not too long ago, the membership.
The membership, yeah, that's brand new, really, in the end of this season, kind of started in October of last year. And we've just seen kind of trying to meet the needs as we've kind of run into them, really.
Yeah.
And developing as we go. So it was kind of birthed out of the fact that mentorship was so amazing. People didn't want to stop that community feeling and writing together that they had built. So, you know, Eric built such an incredible system and for us to be able to do this membership program. And and he's like, you know, championed it the whole way. And I get to be in there to mentor that group and facilitate that group. And just one of my favorite things is to to join people in that, in their journey and watching them grow in the community that's developed from it. So that's like a brand new resource.
Yes. So they,
all the season.
They all came through this season.
Yeah.
And then we've had mentors. So we have how many now? Six
mentors.
Able to mentor small groups every time that we open up the mentorship, which is
about three times a year.
Yeah.
We do that.
So that's resources. Let's talk about other events and things that we did during this season.
Which one?
We get to pick.
There's so
we did an Ireland trip.
That was big.
That was huge. And it was we brought the course there and taught the course to some Irish worship leaders and we got to write with them.
Yeah.
And now that's going to be a part of our next season. Yeah. Which is crazy.
That trip too was kind of seeing the scope of where writing worship could go, I feel too.
Like
that it wasn't just for us, that it would apply. It was applicable out even into a different culture. It was still applicable and useful for them. And because it's so much about the heart and awakening your own sound and what the Lord has put in you, that that was just an amazing, like even leading worship that Sunday morning that after teaching with them and writing with them and them sharing their songs that they had wrote with their congregation.
Yes. Seeing their hearts come to life.
It was so special. It's so like it's burned, I think, in my memory.
Yes. We all had, I think it was just one of those like unforgettable moments, a marker moment for all of us. I think personally, but also as a community, like knowing, this is what we're called to do.
It was because a lot of times you don't get to see the results of something that you sow into. And this was like just one of those moments.
Yes.
Of a weekend where you saw the full circle come about. And it was really special.
It was amazing. So that was our missions trip that we did during this season. We did a ton of writing days.
Yes.
We have another one coming up next week.
Yeah,
we have we've done a lot of those writing days. It's been really fun. We've done a lot of vision planning. We've done coffees. So those started to grow.
Yes, they grew too. Like meeting for coffee was just part of like our community. Like it's just a natural thing to get together and drink coffee and talk. But we saw the potential, especially with our online community, who was really needing more community time. Like, how do we do this? And we're brainstorming about that, or bravestorming as we call it. It's our word for it. About that. And, you know, it was a way that we could do through Zoom. And this was honestly, it's just amazing to see how God prepared us for what 2020 ended up being, because we had already started doing a lot of stuff online, and especially that was through coffees. And Dina started leading that and having coffees. And then we had other groups say, we would like to do those too. And so she was managing other people who were leading groups, like in Colorado and Texarkana and Ohio and California. And just like, they were just starting to spread.
Right before COVID.
Yeah. Cause they were meeting in person. Those groups were, and we still have groups here meeting in person, but then, but we were prepared for online and prepared to do what we needed to. So obviously when COVID hit, we just shifted everything back to an online format and we continue to do that.
Writers nights, we did online too.
Yeah, we've done those online.
Writers rounds. Writers rounds.
Online.
Worship lives.
Yeah.
Prayer nights. We've done all, Bria did all that.
I think it was important that we didn't just like say, oh, we can't do anything during this season.
We're like, we can do this.
If anything, I think it grew the community because we were reaching out. We were reaching further than we would have locally in our own spaces. And so I think we've actually seen a lot of growth from how much we have dove into our online platforms and just reaching out and saying, hey, because we found like a lot of people don't have, like they don't have community where they're at. They might feel alone as songwriters where they are, or even in worship leading where they are, feel alone. And this gives them a safe place to come and gather, be encouraged. So it continues to be something that's productive and something we see continuing forward into the next season.
Other things that we did, well, a really important thing that we did was we became affiliated with a nonprofit. So we came underneath the umbrella of Generosity Rocks. So it gives us the opportunity now to be able to raise funds, and for those funds, whoever donates those funds, to be able to deduct that off their taxes, which is awesome.
Right.
So that's been a huge new thing.
It has. It'll enable us to do even more in the next season. And like one of those needs too is like mission trip stuff and realizing people who were feeling called to be part of that or wanted to be part of that, then being able to raise funds for that in a way that was more common to what people are used to doing too, and having a nonprofit to give that to.
Another thing that was a highlight this year was, and this is crazy, we planned a whole event, a Nashville revival tour with Ray Hughes. We were supposed to do in September. We had also planned to possibly be at the Ryman doing a worship night. That was kind of like our ultimate dream.
It's like at the end of that.
The end of the tour. Of course, everything got canceled, but suddenly we were invited last minute to go sing at the Pure River event, which was at the Ryman, which was the same week as what we had planned our tour. And it was incredible. That was unreal. So location wise, the places we've been at the Ryman, we were in Ireland. We did use the Centricity Music Building. They were generous in offering us their space. Whole Foods, thank you for your community room. We really appreciate that. Hope UC has allowed us to use their space in this last season. And then also Lisa in her silo. We've been really thankful for all of you who let Brave use your space at one time or another. And there are more to come, I'm sure. I was laughing with Eric on the podcast. You guys were texting me, but not trying to say about the Grammy party that you're planning. And like, I don't know if I said it to you or Dina, but I said, are you serious? You're looking for a venue again? Just so funny. Yeah.
Just exploring possibilities.
Saying, but not saying. But one of my very favorite things about this season, well, let me save that. We'll save that for the next thing. Let's just talk about our reach.
Okay.
What do you think our reach is? If we add up, because now our resources are all under writing worship.
Yeah.
And there's actually girls and guys on that whole side of it.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a lot of guys on our Brave Worship Insta and all that too. So if we're including all of them, plus our Brave communities, plus our podcast community,
our email,
plus our email, newsletter.
Yeah, it's got to be like, we've grown so much. And I think it's like I said from that last year, but probably like 10,000, over 10,000.
I think so.
Like, which feels crazy to say out loud, doesn't it?
I know it does. Yeah. Like, yeah, because last season we were probably 500 at the... Oh my goodness. So if you think about just, it just feels like a catapult, you know?
Yeah,
it really... And really, the Lord has been directing us every step. And so it hasn't felt sudden to us, I don't think.
No.
We've kind of done steps, right?
Yeah, we've done steps. We've evaluated. We've just done the thing that's right in front of us. Like, what's that next thing we're supposed to do? It's definitely had moments where, like with anything, where you have times where you're really like climbing. Mm-hmm. And then other times where you're kind of at a plateau and you're just resting. But we've had a lot less rest than this season.
It's been running, like, climbing season. Yes.
Yeah. It's been like short breaks to like just reevaluate and then keep going. But I think it's good because I feel like we're nearing a plateau of sorts.
Yes.
For a while. Like, you can kind of sense it.
Yeah.
It's coming. We're still climbing.
Yeah.
Getting there, but
we're getting close.
Yeah. You feel it.
So as far as where people are located that we're reaching, where are they all located now?
I mean, all over. Yeah. I mean, it really is all over, but our concentration in the United States, in Canada, also the UK, is probably our greatest concentration, especially from our trips and things over into the UK. And we have some European too that are part of what we're doing, but it's a whole lot different than just that localized, you know, I mean, goodness, thinking about where it started. Just
I know.
With 8 people.
It's crazy.
And it's even hard. It's hard now to even, you know, calculate who all it's reaching,
right?
Entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But it is exciting. And it's a responsibility we take very seriously too. Something we want to steward well. And I think that's why we continue to push toward resource. And, you know, even lately we're doing a lot of Q&As and things, just wanting people to know they're supported and cared for, and that we're about relationship above anything. So that's what we'll keep doing.
Yes.
You know, keep doing the thing right in front of us. And
yes,
who knows what all season 5 will hold.
Yes. Who knows? Well, there's more to come and we will share about that. But the one thing which I wanted to share for last, which is my favorite thing, did cause a lot of our coffees to fold in other areas. I will say, because you want to tell everyone why?
Because most of our Brave Coffee leaders in their locations throughout the United States all decided to move here.
So we have, I think, 8 families now, right? Yeah. That in the last few months have moved here.
Yes.
And are ready to go and have brought literally their entire family.
Oh, yeah. It's all packed up and left. And the crazy thing about it is, we didn't talk about it. Like, it wasn't like we had a meeting and it's like, we should all move.
No, it was one at a time.
We didn't know each other. We're even thinking about it. It just happened.
Yeah.
Like, it was just the Lord, obviously, like, speaking to each of us and our families. Mm-hmm. Some of us had been talking about it for a long time. Others of us, like myself and my family, me and Bob, like, literally just started talking about it in July and last year. And it was like, I've traveled here a lot and been part of it a lot, but just never thought that we would move. And it was, we were on vacation and I was like, I feel like maybe we're supposed to be there. And he shocked me and said, I do too. And I was like, you do?
What? You're not supposed to say that. It's supposed to be a fight.
I was thinking like, this is just
hilarious. Oh my gosh.
No, like, he's completely surprised me by saying like, maybe we should. And then we talked to the kids and they were like, And Noah's like first response was, I feel like it's time for that kind of change.
It's crazy.
I guess we're doing this kind of thing. So, but that's my story.
Yeah.
It's just repeated over and over with these families that have come.
We have dubbed it the Brave Migration.
Yes. The Brave Migration.
We've had a family just move from Oregon last week.
Yeah.
We've had several from Ohio. We had one from DC area, one from New York.
Yeah. And there's more that are working towards it. Like,
they've
got it in their sights. So we're not really even sure why the Lord is gathering us all entirely, but we do feel like it's for season 5.
We think it's season 5. And we have some really exciting things to share with you about season 5. But the first thing I want to tell you guys about that is launching us into season 5 is really just giving us a moment to honor the past, like Bob was saying this morning, honor the past and champion the future. And that's what we want to do through this album. So for the very first time in its 10 years, Brave is going to be celebrating together through releasing an album. Well, we're going to be releasing singles one at a time, but we're doing 4 songs that we'll collect into an EP. And we want to share that with you. We'd love for you to come join us. We'd love for you to pray for us. We'd love for you to consider giving towards that EP. And we have lots of different options, but it's going to help launch us into the next season. Mm-hmm. And really what it represents for us, let's talk about that. What does that CD or that album represent? What does that mean to us?
Yeah, I mean, for me, when I think about it, it represents all these seasons. Mm. Like, I feel like it's a collection of who we are and what we've been part of. Songs from trips or writing days, mm-hmm. or things that we've sung out at our worship nights and like, have, you know, just found a closeness with the Lord through these lyrics or songs. And I just feel like it's almost a mile marker. I feel like we're putting down in some way.
Well, and I think it's also taking that vision that we just finished writing out, which is relationships and then resources and then records. And we get to see the full journey now of what happens when we have writers come in and we love on them. We give them room at the table. We say, hey, we've got room for your voice. Mm-hmm. And we actually are creating opportunity. That's the heart of what we're doing. Creating opportunity, just reinstating people's purpose and visions and callings. And then we gave them resources next. And we gave them the opportunity to grow. And then I felt like the Lord was telling me not too long ago, if you love them, give them what they need resource-wise. Teach them, train them, mentor them. Watch what kind of songs are going to come out.
Yeah.
And those are songs that impact the world.
Mm-hmm. They are. Like, the band just had one of their first rehearsals and we were just all really impacted just being there for the rehearsal and listening. Mm. Like, a lot of us didn't even want to sing. We were listening to each other. And there is such a spirit that is because of that relationship. Like, Emily and Rachel and I were talking about at the end of the night, like, well, almost all the people in the room could lead rehearsal. They're all worship leaders. They're all leaders. And yet there was this coming together for the good of all of us, like a togetherness that there wasn't competition. Mm. It was such a sweet spirit and it felt so worshipful, even though we were like, you know, going through songs and saying, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do there? It really, to me, just feels like the heart of who we are. And I think it's I'm excited for us to be able to share that community with everybody else too, like
the expression of that.
Yes, an expression of that, and them to get to experience, even in a small way, even in a song, like what we've seen all these years coming together.
Yeah, I'm excited to let you hear the sound of seeds having been planted for 10 years. Really, it's the sound of 10 years worth of seeds. So I'm super excited to get to share that. And I hope that this story has helped you understand better where we've come from, those 4 seasons and what they each held. And we also are going to give you a little sneak preview season 5, because we do know what's coming, even though it scares me sometimes. We do know what's coming.
We see it.
We see it. And really just making sure we're preserving worship on the face of the earth. Oh, and next, let's talk about that.
A podcast that we did last year,
mm-hmm.
called Discovering Next. So if you want to look it up, you'll find out our podcast page, Discovering Next. But it was a dream or a vision that you had. Do you want to dream a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I had a dream. And in the dream, I was walking through a wooded area and some fields and I saw a stream, but I was marking trees and I was moving berries and fruit plants near the trail. I was planting flowers, was clearing space for just rest. And I knew as I was doing it, that it wasn't for myself. I was doing that for the generation coming behind me. And of course, it'd be easier to walk that journey alone, just rush through it, right?
Like, right.
That'd be a much easier way for the person walking the path to go. In that case, it was me. But I felt like the Lord was saying, you're not just here to walk this path. You're here to get this path ready for the next ones coming behind you. And I think that's a big part of what we want to do in the future. So we don't see our vision as even something that will be for our lifetimes. We see, like Ray says, we see this come for coming generations also. Yeah. So yes, this is our time to clear the path.
Yeah. And it was just, we're able to sit and talk through that and realizing so much about, I think what we had asked ourselves, were we willing? Were we willing to do that? Were we willing? And I think what was amazing in preparing for this next season was we realized like that's where we are and we are ready.
Yeah.
Like as a community group, we're ready to help with this next generation, to help mother and father. And
yeah.
And that was, and that's come through all that relationship time and growing time and, all of that, but it's really exciting, but it's also, there's a selflessness with it. There's, it's scary too.
Yes.
Cause it's a lot of unknown, but it just feels right. So it feels like that is,
it's undeniable. The next steps, right?
What we're supposed to give ourselves to and towards. And I can't wait to hear about like season 10. Do you know what I mean? Like I can't wait to hear season 10. Yeah. I just,
that's cool.
Just knowing what that path is going to do for so many, so many others. And I think it will, and there's things, you know, coming up that hopefully will propel that forward even more. Yes.
So we are here to help clear the path. One of the ways we're doing that is by following that pattern all the way to the end, which is releasing these songs.
Yeah.
And then we have so much more ahead. So I'm excited. I know you're excited, Amanda. You are always like full of wonder. That is my favorite thing about you, about what's coming next and what God is doing. And I think next season will be no different. So let's do this.
Yeah, we are. We're going to.
Thank you so much for all you've poured in, for the heart that you carry into everything that you do, mentoring, the structure side of things, the Google Docs, all of the things you do, just carry that wonder and excitement and desire to see people awaken in their dreams. So
I am. Well, and you know, I'm just thankful to get to do it with a friend. Like it's so special, this group of people, and it's become like family for even my family too.
Yeah.
Like, it's family. And so I even say to you guys, though, too, like, we invite you into this journey. Like, what do you want to see, like, worship look like and songwriting in the future? Those things that you've struggled with. I came from my background of kind of unhealthy environment to finding this beautiful, healthy community. And once you've seen that, like, you know, that's where you want to belong. That's what you also want to help create. That's what you want to help propel forward in the earth. And it's building his kingdom in a very specific way through songwriters. So just challenge you, even where you're at, whatever is on your heart to do, to just go for it step after step. And you might be someone like me who sees like out there and you get excited about it. Don't let the enormity of that dream stop you from starting. Just take one step forward.
What's your quote you say? One man step. It's kind of like the Mars one or the moon
one. Oh, it's kind of, it's, but God-sized dreams, man-sized steps.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that's for you guys too.
Thanks for listening to the Brave Podcast, Awakening Dreams, Purpose, and Songs. You can visit braveworship.com to learn more about how you can join one of the upcoming Brave Coffees in your local area. We'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Brave Worship and on Facebook at Brave Worship Page. We'd also love for you to join us at our next songwriting event or missions trip. And you can stay up to date on all of those things and the latest happenings when you sign up for our newsletter at braveworship.com.
The times I've grown most as a songwriter are the times I've had mentors showing me the way. If you're looking to grow as a songwriter, we're now accepting applications for our Worship Songwriter Mentorship. Now, it's available only a few times each year. The Worship Songwriter Mentorship is a songwriting intensive that will help you craft impactful worship songs. It's a course created by Dove Award-winning and Grammy-nominated, drumroll here, please, our founder, pro songwriter Chrissy Nordoff. It's a small group community, and it's led by other songwriters over the course of 9 weeks. It's an intensive course in a small group co-writing environment, and that means you'll be added to a special group of about 12 writers, give or take. Each group is led by experienced songwriters, some of them my dear, dear friends, and I've even gotten to lead a group or two. Rachel here, by the way. We love the church, and we love to champion fellow worship songwriters just like yourself. In this mentorship, you'll learn how to write songs for you and your congregation. You'll go deeper in your intimacy with Jesus. You'll get the tools needed to help craft songs more easily and never run out of creative ideas. Okay, I know it sounds too good to be true, but trust me, this course is a game changer. You'll learn how to leverage your unique songwriting personality and connect with other like-minded writers in a meaningful way. Truly, I can't think of another course, group of people, community that has impacted my songwriting the way that this mentorship has. If you're wanting to take the next steps in your songwriting journey, then apply now at the link in our show notes. We hope to see you there.